Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brilliant stuff. Langer Cat with Uh-Oh. Coming up, shaping up to be one of the biggest hits of 92, it's Guys for Life.
Oh no, not Guys for Life. Cheesy boy band rubbish. It'll never catch on. Davina, can you get that? Davina? Oh, where is she now? I'll get it then, shall I? Again? What is the point of having a flipping secretary? She's always on a break. Good morning, Wizard Entertainment, Mockery Manager, Assistant Mockery Manor Assistant Manager Parker speaking. How may I help?
Good morning, I have a reverse call from Tokyo, Japan. Will you accept the charges?
Tokyo? Cost a fortune, won't it? Who's calling?
A Miss J.J. Armstrong.
Sorry, could you repeat that? I thought you said...
J.J. Armstrong. Hello? Hello? Do you accept? Hello? Do you accept the charges?
No, please, no.
Longcat Media presents... Mockery Manor, Season 2. Episode 1, Earthworm.
Hello?
Parker! Thank God! I didn't know who else to call.
JJ, it's really you. Why are you in Tokyo?
It's a long story, but listen, I need you to wire me some money.
You what? Bloody hell, straight to the point. No, how are you, Parker? How have you been for the last 3 years?
Parker, please! I haven't got time. I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah? What kind of trouble?
Oh, it's too much to explain.
Well, I think you should try.
Fine! Fine, okay. So, there's these Russians and these Japanese guys, and I've got this thing that belongs to them, and I turned up to hand it over, and the contact was... Anyway, I panicked, and I left, and I still have the thing, and now they're probably looking for me. I mean, they're definitely looking for me, and I don't think I can just give it to them anymore.
Bloody hell! What is this thing? It ain't drugs, is it?
I haven't got time to explain, Parker. I'm in danger, all right? You've got to help me.
Can't you go to the police?
No!
Why not?
Because I did a bad thing, Parker. Just go away!
Who's that? Is he trying to hurt you?
It's fine.
Oh God, this is bringing back memories.
I'm in a phone booth. Someone else just wants to use it. Go away! Omae okoros!
You speak Japanese?
Parker, I really need to get out of the country, but I don't have any money.
How much do you need?
Enough for a plane ticket. Or a passage on a freight ship. Yeah, that might be safer.
Where do you need to go? You could come here.
No. I can't come back to England. Oh, oh, God, why did I call you? This is pointless.
Oh, that's lovely, that is.
No, I didn't mean... This isn't about us, Parker. Look, I wish I'd stayed in touch with you. I wish I'd done a lot of things differently.
Yeah, JJ. Me too. Well, actually, that's not strictly true. I mean, I'm doing all right. I've got my own flat now. I call it the lad pad. That's what I call it. And my salary's Parker, mate.
Parker, I'm kind of in a hurry. Are you going to lend me the money or not?
Sorry, yes. Absolutely. Hang on. I've just had an idea. Mockery Manor deals with this park in Germany, in the middle of the Black Forest.
Okay.
I've been there a couple of times on business, because I'm the assistant manager now. Did you hear? Probably not. I might get a company car soon, Jenkins said. Anyway, sorry. So this place in Germany, it's run by this woman called Hilda. She's great. She's really nice. Old pal of Jenkins, you love her. She can't half get strict, though. I'll tell you what, it's kind of hot. It's like, oh, tell me off.
Parker?
Sorry. You could go there. I could call her and tell her you're coming. You could lay low there for as long as you need.
In a theme park? In the middle of a forest?
Is that a problem?
No, it's fine. It's a good idea. A German theme park. No one would look for me there.
Yeah, safe as houses.
I'll do it.
Great.
So, what's it called?
Dunkelschloss.
Come and make some memories in a magical world of fun. Eurobear's waiting to welcome you home to Dunkel, Dunkel, Dunkelschloss.
Discover a magical land of fairy tales in the heart of the Black Forest. Hear the little mermaids lament on the seafoam rapids. Spin gold into fun on Rumpelstiltskin's golden Ferris wheel. And head on down to Baba Yaga's Chicken Hut for the best fried chicken in Germany.
Yee-haw!
Call 0702-611-452 for your free planning video.
Come and give Eurobear a great big hug at Dunkel, 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 Dunkelschloss.
And new for 92. Don't miss the Trousers Meowsers Mega Coaster.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome, bienvenue, welcome to our guests on this fine spring day. Thank you for visiting Dunkelschloss, a place of myth, legend, and fairy mischief. And also, kindly keep away from the schloss.
No, you have to see castle. Alex, just say it. We have to speak in English.
The castle, as the structure is unsound and there is falling masonry.
Greetings. Welcome to Dunkelschloss.
Please respect queuing system.
Excuse me, love. Where are the toilets?
See the big toadstool?
Yeah? The big toadstool. That's the toilet.
Dunkelschloss, a truly European park, where we mainly speak English because of cultural imperialism.
Alex, give me the microphone.
Pina, it's not your turn.
We were told to share it.
Yeah, but I'm talking to the guests.
You were talking about cultural imperialism.
I am talking. Here. I am very experienced.
Give it here.
Look, Daddy, a big bear.
That's me.
This is Eurobear. Say hello, Eurobear.
Ow.
Say hello, Eurobear.
You don't need to elbow me, Gretchen. Hello, child. Don't touch me. Small effigies of Eurobear can be found in gift shop.
You talk funny.
You talk funny.
Thomas!
I don't like you.
What is wrong with you today? Do you want me to take over? I can be Eurobear. I don't mind.
They don't let us swap. You know that.
But you look so unhappy.
I'm wearing a giant bear head. My smile is literally stitched on.
Oh, it's your body language. Are you tired?
It is 9 a.m. I'm already sweating my bollocks off. So yes, I am tired.
And you were on the night shift.
How do you know that? I never told you that.
I just notice things, that's all.
Well, do not notice things. No good can come of prying, Gretchen.
Thomas, stop being so weird. The children are watching.
Mommy, that bear is angry.
I am not angry. Have a nice day in park.
Oh, goodness. Come away, Friedrich.
Dude, what are you doing?
Fine. I will not be sad. I will be simple and happy instead. La la la. Hello, child. I skip and play. Happy body language.
Oh, don't overdo it.
I am everybody's friend. La la la. You want a photo? They don't want depressed teddy bear. They don't want happy teddy bear. What do they? Oh.
What's wrong?
What? Nothing. Nothing's wrong.
What's over there?
Nothing.
Who are you looking at?
No. You're right. There is something wrong. I just realized I've left my locker open. Can you go and close it for me?
Your locker?
Please, just go check.
You're not trying to get rid of me, are you?
Well, why would I do that? Please, Gretchen, hurry. Someone might steal my things. I'd go myself, but the bear suit...
All right, I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, you can buy me an ice cream later.
Come on, then. Make your approach.
I hear there is a giant earthworm that lives only in the Black Forest.
Yes, I saw one this morning.
I would like to see it.
Then I will take you. Come.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror anthology Magenta Presents.
Or season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
JJ. You're right there, JJ.
No.
Where did you
There's so much blood. Oh, you killed us.
Where are you going, JJ?
Oh, no, no.
You're going to hide somewhere.
No.
I wouldn't if I were you. I'll just find you.
Please,
I... Boy, wake up.
I've got your sister.
Sweeter, wake up. You was having a nightmare.
Oh, sorry. Look, can we turn that radio off?
Suit yourself.
Where are we?
You see them pointy turrets sticking out of trees over there on that hill? That there is your Dunkelschloss.
Oh, wow, it looks like Cinderella's castle.
Dracula's more like. Not far now. 10 miles, I reckon.
Thanks for the ride.
Oh, that's all right. Bit of company for me. I don't talk to many people. The loneliness of the long-distance lorry driver.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to get loads of hitchhikers. Not as many now. Too dangerous. I bet your mother doesn't like you hitchhiking.
She doesn't care.
Oh, I don't know where you are then.
Nobody does.
You ought to be careful. Any weirdo could have picked you up. How long have you been on the road?
Since 89.
3 years? You're lucky you ain't dead.
Yeah.
Or got yourself involved with wrong people.
Yeah. Good job I didn't do that.
You got me instead. I take care of the waifs and strays. Always have. Ha! Now then. This is a nice quiet spot.
Why are we stopping?
End of the road for you, kiddo.
What do you mean? There's nothing here. It's just road and forest.
Aye. The Black Forest. Beautiful, isn't it? A canopy so thick it turns day to night. They say it's haunted, you know.
Haunted?
By the spirits of those who lost their way. Summoned forth by the forest witches. Even the devil himself has been seen dancing between the trees. And of course, there's the Grossman.
The Grossman?
The tall man. He roams the forest, looking for naughty children who have strayed from their mother's side.
Right, out you get then.
Oh!
Go on, jump down. I haven't got all day.
Okay.
The door behind you.
Are you leaving me here?
I'm heading east, love. Your schloss is due west, see? You'll have to walk the last bit.
10 miles? Through the forest?
Shut the door, love.
Wait, my suitcase. Give me my suitcase. It's behind the seat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a bloody monster, this. Catch.
Bloody hell. Oh, it caught me right my bloody shin.
Good luck, love. Oh, and if you meet a bear, make yourself small. Don't run.
Did you say bear? There are bears? Oh, no. Wait, don't go. My coat. I left my coat on the seat and all my money is in the pocket. Bloody bastarding hell.
Doing everything in our power.
Hang on. I'll close the door. Can't concentrate with those bloody elves. Jenkins, we need to find it.
Look, Hilda, we're trying, but it'll take time. We don't even know where the shipment went missing. Maybe it never crossed the channel.
Of course it did, Jenkins. The convoy left Dunkelschloss on Tuesday night. It arrived at Calais intact. It disappeared somewhere between the docks and Mockery Manor.
Who told you that?
Who do you think? My men, of course.
Maybe they're lying.
Don't be ridiculous. You think they have what it takes to steal from me? From Wizard?
They might have been tempted. A spontaneous crime of opportunity.
Temptation is one thing. Organisation is quite another. One does not slip 15 vending machines and a roller coaster into one's pocket when nobody's watching.
An infant's roller coaster.
Still a bloody big piece of equipment.
Regardless, it's worth questioning them again, surely.
Jenkins, I will say this one last time. My men had nothing to do with this. Perhaps you should look at your people a little more closely.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
Talking of which, Parker rang a few days back.
Parker? What did he want?
He wanted me to give his ex-girlfriend a summer job.
I beg your pardon.
She's coming any day now. Well, who is she?
I have no idea.
Don't pretend you didn't put him up to it.
Why would I? I don't know anything about this.
No, Hilda, I'm so confused. Just a harmless old man.
Well, I'm only 68.
So tell me, what kind of summer job should I give this girl? Front of house? Or something more behind the scenes?
Look, we're going off topic. We need to discuss the missing shipment.
This is about the missing shipment. Are you sending this girl to spy on me?
Good heavens, this is preposterous.
Is it? Maybe you don't trust me. Maybe you think I stole my own shipment.
And why would you do that? I won't pay until I receive it. We're both losing out here. And as for this mysterious girl...
Oh, don't worry, my dear Jenkins. I'll put her to good use. I'll show her everything. She might be more use than you at catching the thieves.
Now look here, Hilda. She's just some innocent bystander.
Here, Mr. Crow. I see you. You don't scare me. Even if you have been following me for bloody miles. Do you think I'm going to die here, Mr. Crow? You're going to pick my bones, eat my eyeballs? Oh, man, shut up, JJ. Stop talking to yourself. But if I don't talk to myself, I'll hear the forest. And the forest has a lot to bloody say. Oh, just go away, please. I don't need a spooky bird companion, thank you. Well, maybe it's fine. I mean, it's not a bear. Or a madman with a knife. Or a witch. Or the devil. Just a lovely, natural birdie. Just a silly old crow. Ah! Oh. Oh, breathe. Breathe. After everything that's happened, bloody bird gives me a heart attack. A bird or De Grossman in bird disguise. Oh, just shut up, JJ. Go away. Stop following me. What the? Did it just fly into a tree and disappear? Mr. Crow? Mr. Crow? I did not see that. I'm seeing things. I'm just hallucinating terrifying things from dehydration or something. I can hear you. Where did you go? Oh, it's a hole! Trees hollow! He just flew into a hole. That's it. That's all. Oh, thank God. Hollow. See? Hollow. Maybe I could hide you in here. Maybe that's what you're telling me, Mr. Crow. You're helping me. I could hide it in here where no one would see. Come back and get it later. I've got something for you, Mr. Tree. You go in there, ladies and gentlemen. Nice and snugly. No one will find you in here. And I'll come back for you when I figure out how to turn you into cash.
Mockery Manor is written and directed by Lindsay Sharman. Music, sound design and editing by Lawrence Owen. Hayley Evanett was JJ. Lawrence Owen was Parker, Jenkins, the lorry driver, the mysterious French man, and additional voices. Lindsay Sharman was Hilda, Margot, the telephone operator, and additional voices. Abby Eastwood was Gretchen, the advert voiceover, and the little girl. And Alistair Beckett King was Thomas, aka Eurobear. For more information about Mockery Manor and our other two podcasts, Madam Magenta and The Ballad of Anne and Mary, visit longcatmedia.com or follow us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at Mockery Manor and also at Longcat Media. This podcast is supported by our wonderful Ko-fi patrons. If you'd like to support the show and help us keep going, visit our website or go to ko-fi.com/longcatmedia.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Edgar said to the interviewer he was convinced that the thing out there wasn't a vault.
Yeah, I know what he thought.
Dr. Eggers didn't think it was designed to keep things out.
I know what he thought.
He thought it was designed to keep something in.
Do you even understand the difficulty trying to keep a base like Fathom at the bottom of the ocean from killing everyone in it on a daily basis?
Oh my God.
Everyone hold on to something. I think whatever is on the other side of that door out there, it's not friendly. I think it's trying to get out. That, my friend, is a dire combination.
That's a bad sign.
Get out of the door!
It's spreading like some kind of technological contagion. We can either stop it here or watch the world burn.
Fathom, the first season of Derelict. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Or learn more at DerelictPodcast.com.